Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Stephen Thrill Hill, could you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
Sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth.
Earth.
And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes a story a story. Hello, Randy. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola!
Hola! All right, Randy, you understand how this here game is played?
Yes, sir.
Fantastic. Today, you have one of three categories to choose from. We bring you the wonderful world of drugs. We have Bite Me. In other words, what did someone find in their food? And finally today, License to Spill, where you guess the substance responsible for creating the mess.
Let's go with some drugs. I want a new drug.
All right, we go to Connecticut, where a man tried to hide drugs in a passenger compartment of a police cruiser during a narcotics arrest. 40-year-old Jorge Freitas, he was charged with possession of narcotics with intent to sell. Now, police said they initially stopped this guy earlier this month while conducting surveillance for narcotics activity. They said he had a large quantity of drugs and cash, and then 4 days later, authorities say that they saw him on a moped engaging in, quote, narcotics transactions, which we know to be selling drugs. Anyway, police, they placed Freitas in the cruiser and said he removed a large quantity of drugs from his pants and tried to hide it in the passenger compartment. Authorities said they seized around 30 grams of drugs and nearly $6,300 in cash, believed to be a direct result from selling drugs. So the question is, what drug was our guy selling and hiding? Was it crack, fentanyl, meth, or heroin? So crack, fentanyl, meth, or heroin. What does this guy have on him and try to hide in the police car?
Let's go heroin?
Heroin for Andy.
Okay. Right.
I'm going to go crack cocaine.
You said Chicago?
Connecticut.
Connecticut.
I'll say fentanyl.
Fentanyl.
Sadly.
Okay. Oh, fentanyl. Yep.
What this guy try to hide in a cop car? Crack, fentanyl, meth, or heroin? We'll find out next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to The Men's Room.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Categories: drugs. On Profile This, Connecticut man tried to hide drugs in a cop car after he was arrested. What did he try to stash in that cruiser? Crack, fentanyl, meth, or heroin?
And Randy, that is the very question that we posed to you. Let us start with E.T. Smith. He went with fentanyl.
I did.
I mean, it's a reasonable guess these days, right? But I guess good news, it was not fentanyl. Randy, you went with the old heroin. It was not heroin. Miles Montgomery went with crack.
Yeah.
And he is correct.
Yes.
Old crack, huh?
Yeah. The Aaron Hernandez theory. So. Connecticut.
Oh, yeah. He did a lot of stuff. I don't think he was a crackhead, though.
He smoked crack, didn't he?
He would, what is it, when you dip your blunts and everything in embalming fluid. Yeah. He was farther out. I guess if you can go farther than crack.
If I had told you Bristol, Connecticut, do you think you would have gotten it? I intentionally left
Bristol
out
because
I'm like, Ted knows Bristol. I know Ted. Like, crack. Before you even start, crack.
Now for all TV news all the time, time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, the Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Ah! All right, your choices. You got the Jimmys.
Fallon Kimmel.
Colbert.
Steven.
Seth Meyers. Or Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it Late Night?
It's right there. The title of these guys have teams of talents and writers helping come up with their monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom? Or could it be a The Ted Smith original?
Over the weekend, millions of people participated in the No Kings rally across the United States. And a related story, and I hope you people are happy, the Burger King got fired.
Seth Meyers.
Ted Smith.
That's me.
Good work.
Good work. Who's going to hire him now? What's he going to do? If I was Burger King, I would have put that out. Like, we heard you loud and clear. He's fired.
We're done. Yeah.
A mass celebrating Pope Leo took place over the weekend at the Chicago White Sox Stadium, which explains why there was reports of cheering there.
Damn.
Seth?
Seth.
That's Seth.
A mass celebrating Pope Leo was held over the weekend at the Chicago White Sox Stadium, which explains the reports of cheering being held there.
For the record, I think it's awesome the Pope was wearing a White Sox hat.
Probably not going to be repeated in the papacy.
But just right. He's the first American Pope. I'm just like, I don't know. It's just cool to see. There's a new summer vacation trend among parents foregoing high-intensity camps and activities for their kids in weeks of unplanned time. A trend they are calling kid rotting. Hey, maybe don't call it that. Not everything is a trend. Not everything has to have a name. Being bored on summer vacation is not something you invented. It's just being a kid. That's like saying my family and I are doing a new thing where we all lie in bed and close our eyes from 11 p.m. till 6 a.m. We call it micro-deathing.
Kimmel.
Colbert.
There's a new summer vacation trend among parents foregoing high-intensity camps and activities for their children in favor of weeks of unplanned time, a trend they're calling kid-rotting. Hey, maybe don't call it that. Not everything's a trend. Not everything has to have a name. Being bored on summer vacation isn't something you invented. It's just being a kid. That's like saying, my family and I are doing this new thing where we all lay in bed and close our eyes from 11 p.m. to 6 a.m. We call it micro-deathing.
You guys also hear about that new trend, what do they call it, like book therapy or something like that, where you read a book as therapy. It's called reading.
Yeah, that's pretty much what reading is. Jesus God.
Yeah, I mean, kids are kids. They get bored of everything. They'll get bored at some point over summer vacation.
Mm-hmm.
They don't realize that they should cherish it. But like when I was a kid, it was called Wiffleball.
It's something. Figure it out. It'll be all right.
A Brooklyn dad won the Pedro Pascal lookalike contest over the weekend and received a prize of $50 and a year's supply of burritos from a local restaurant. I guess the burritos are to make sure he doesn't win next year.
Foul.
Colbert.
Seth.
A Brooklyn dad won a Pedro Pascal lookalike contest over the weekend and received a prize of $50 and a year's supply of burritos from a local restaurant. I guess the burritos are to make sure he doesn't win next year.
It is kind of funny. By the way, that guy, he's 40, 42. It was hosted by a Mexican restaurant, right? Obviously with the burritos.
Yeah.
There was 26 other contestants. The owners of the restaurant, basically they were inspired by the Timothy Chalamet contest that went viral last year. Basically, this guy He's a lighting designer on Comedy Central's Daily Show. He was convinced his coworkers and his wife were like, you should really go and just sign up. And like we were saying, I don't know, it was yesterday. If you saw the pictures, it's hard to believe that's not Pedro.
Yeah. Yeah, he nailed it.
Yeah. So good for him. Now, I can't imagine Pedro Pascal be leaving Hollywood anytime soon. Yeah. But these are some celebrities that left Hollywood in the height of their fame.
Okay.
The main reason that comes up is because Spaceball 2 is coming out.
Mm-hmm.
They announced that for next year, I believe. Everybody's talking about Rick Moranis. I know a lot of people know the story. I know Miles said it last week. But basically, he stepped away from the spotlight in the late 90s to raise his kids after his wife died of breast cancer. He's finally, you know, back in the circuit for Spaceballs 2. And he's been gone for so long, you forget, like, he was a big star.
Yeah.
Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, there was a ton of stuff like that.
Little Shop of Horrors.
Little Shop of Horrors. Good call. What's the main guy's name in that?
Tim.
No, is it like Monty?
Seymour?
Or Seymour. Seymour.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah. That's a strange movie.
A little bit, yeah. You got to feed a plant human blood.
Yeah, and I remember seeing it as a kid, was scared of it, and then my brother convinced me to watch it again when I was like a teenager, and I was like, it's a strange movie.
Yeah, that's fair.
All right, let's see. Mara Wilson. She was in Mrs. Doubtfire and Matilda. You would have recognized her, right?
Yeah.
That's the thing, right? She was, she was a super famous little kid back then. But she backed off her acting career to concentrate on writing. In 2016, she released a book called Where Am I Now? True Stories of Girlhood and Accidental Fame.
Okay.
You got to wonder sometimes.
It's funny, though. You concentrate on writing, and the first thing you release that's written is about your time in Hollywood.
Yeah.
I think she had been writing before that, too.
Okay.
Yeah. That's probably her most popular.
More than likely.
But it is tough, right? Because, I don't know. It's easy to look at sports, right? I know people that'll give up on a certain sport by the time they're teenagers because one of the parents is just too overbearing about it.
Mm-hmm.
So, but up until that time, some kids will just go along with. So same with like child actors. Like you always look at them and go, how much is that as the kid really want to do that?
Versus the parents, yeah, living off that money.
Correct.
Yeah, Gary Coleman.
I was about to say, it probably was the best thing for her mental health that she just backed off of it. Like, all right, I've made a few movies. Let me just walk away and do my own thing now.
Well, and look, trust me, and I'm a part of the problem, right? With Justin Bieber, he was so famous, and like everybody got on him for stuff he did. Now I almost feel bad for the dude, because like I don't know mentally what's going on with him, but like he wasn't just a child star. I mean, there's a period in time where he's the most popular person on the planet.
Yeah.
So like now it's like I don't know, like I don't know if that guy is gonna be okay. I don't even know how you. Like he has no chance of really ever going back to regular life.
No.
Shirley Temple. Everybody knows her. She inspired the non-alcoholic cocktail. It's delicious. It is.
That is her legacy.
Fantastic.
Yeah. A little grenadine with some ginger ale.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Hey, bartenders, come on, man. Pour the good juice in there. All right? Not just the grenadine. That's how I used to do it, Miles. I take the juice from the container.
Oh.
Hook those kids up.
Have some of that.
She's one of the most famous child actors of all time. She retired in 1950 at the age of 22.
Damn.
Awesome.
She went into politics and became a U.S. ambassador to Ghana.
Right. That's right.
Yep. And Czechoslovakia.
You know, I've actually never seen a movie she's in.
We used to watch Heidi pretty regularly when I was a kid.
Was she in Heidi, I guess?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I know who she is. I know she was very famous, but it just occurred to me, I've never seen a movie that she
And every time the movie started, there was always this, you know, advertisement on there like, you know, get the box set of everybody's favorite little curly-haired child actress. So I don't know the other movies that she did. I mean, they looked fine. She sang and she danced. She was very, very good at it. She was very aware for the age that she was.
Sure.
But, yeah.
I didn't know anybody actually watched Heidi.
Mm-hmm.
I only know Heidi is there's this famous football game that got cut off.
Correct.
Because that was the Sunday night movie, and they call it the Heidi game.
It's all Shirley Temple's fault, Ted. The people wanted Shirley Temple.
I still feel bad for that guy sitting in there. It's like his first or second day, like,
it's all right,
I'll hit the
dude.
Button.
I'm doing my job, man.
Yeah. Again, these are celebrities left Hollywood at the height of their fame. Phoebe Cates.
Oh,
she became one of the biggest sex symbols of the 80s. Fast Time, Ridgemont High, Gremlins, Drop Dead Fred. She married Kevin Kline in 1989 and pretty much called it a career. She does own a store called Blue Tree in New York City, though.
Hmm, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, she did just walk away.
Yeah. Yeah, she definitely did. Well, and some of that stuff, who knows? Maybe you make enough money. This show's kind of famous for people kind of walking away from it, and that's Malcolm in the Middle.
All right.
I wonder why.
Probably because they were all kids.
Yeah, I guess the bulk of them were, right?
But Eric Persullivan, he played Dewey on Malcolm in the Middle. He's not coming back for the reboot because he's a grad student. He told Bryan Cranston, it's a great idea, they're doing it. I'm forgetting, who's the main kid that was Malcolm in the Middle?
Frankie Muniz.
Frankie Muniz.
He's racing.
Race car driver.
And he's gone so far up the track, or in racing now, that he was in the truck series. I think he's in whatever the series is right below NASCAR Cup Series.
Yeah.
Right? So I don't know if that's the Xfinity Series or whatever. So, like, he's racing on Saturdays. He might get a start here and there. But, like, and to his credit, he loved cars and racing. And he started years ago, and he's actually working his way up now.
Yeah, and I don't know if he's on that list, but he's another one that he was a great child actor. I watched him all throughout my childhood, and then I think probably in his like early 20s, maybe mid-20s, he dipped.
Yeah, he seemed like one also that like had responsible enough parents that were like, all right, dude, like, look, you got a ton of money.
Right.
Do whatever you want.
You're going to make royalties off this show. He made a ton of great movies.
Did he?
Yeah.
What, Spy Kids? Was he in that?
That wasn't Spy Kids. No,
classic,
wasn't Spy Kids. He
classic.
He did do a mystery movie, though. I forget what it was. Shoot. He was a secret agent kid. I don't remember what it was.
Karen Parsons. She played Hillary Banks on Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. She got married, started a family. Also started Sweet Blackberry, a nonprofit that teaches kids about black history.
Okay.
Same thing. She was just kind of done. Was like, all right, I'm done.
Cool.
Kind of left it that. I always like to talk about what I've been watching lately. I know I mentioned Tires, just for anybody in this room, so you weren't in here when I mentioned it. Season 2, first of all, I love Shane Gillis. I'm an apologist for him. First season was fine. Wasn't that good. Second season is much, much better, but they had an episode where they end up on a wacky radio show that was pretty awesome. I'm not going to ruin it for you, but I will just say over the years I've met some of these people, the one guy just having an overall breakdown at the end of it. He's like crying. He's like, I don't know what I'm doing with my life. I'm just the weasel or whatever. Right? Just one of those. Right? It's like some guy that's probably my age, mid-40s or 50, but just like he's still just like
the weasel.
Right? Like, he's the weasel. I'm the whack, whatever, crazy guy. Like, tell me another crazy story. All right, I am cheering for the Florida Panthers. I want them to win tonight. This is game 6. They're up 3-2. But I also love sports, so it's like last year it went 7 games, same two teams.
It was intense.
Florida won. Edmonton wins this game tonight. I'm not unhappy that Friday night we'd get a game 7 and a Stanley Cup Finals. That'd be pretty awesome to watch.
Thank you, Ted. We appreciate it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. A man runs 300 miles for charity, and his family and friends think he's nuts.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, a Florida woman casually pets an 8-foot alligator outside of her apartment, which takes some guts. We stay in Florida for a man making 911 operators' lives a living hell. $6,000 for a 2-hour parking space, that is a lot of money to shell. And a Utah man tries to kill his coworker friend with a wooden stake to the heart. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the headlines. Here's my car.
At our top story, we go to the UK, where the parking situation is getting a little out of control. A woman tells local media that she was leaving the car park at work and was ready to pay the normal toll of roughly $4.50. But what she found out later when her phone updated her about the charge is that the decimal point on the price of the parking wasn't a decimal point at all, it was a comma.
Oh.
Something had glitched in the parking meter that charged her an astounding 4,500 British pounds for her parking spot. In spite of being told that she would have her money back within a few days, she was just shy of a month, and with the motivational pressure of the store hitting a local radio program, before she finally got her money back.
Good.
Not how it works.
Good.
Probably 99% of the time.
Exactly.
We will be right on that.
Don't
then they're
worry.
Not. Then you contact your local news or radio. They bring it up, and they're like, oh,
you got Jesse's number? No. Right. Call the radio station.
That's right. Criminy. And again, why do you drag your feet on that?
I don't know, because we don't get the same thing in return. Like, hey, you owe us X amount of dollars for the toll.
Right.
I'll get that right to you.
That should be 2 to 3 to 5 business days.
They would lose their effing mind. Right, but
they
in
would.
Response, it's like, oh, yeah.
Right, hang on. I got to send right it up to, there we go, you know. We'll get on that $4,500. In other news, wild story out of Salt Lake City, and we do mean wild. Police got a call about an assault in progress. The story goes that at an establishment where two men were getting their lunches, a fight broke out between the two of them, with one of the two keeping the other hostage in spite of multiple attempts to flee, locking him in a chokehold, and then brandishing a wooden stake with a nail in it. The assailant claimed that the victim was a werewolf, and that he was going to attempt to kill him with a stake to the heart.
Okay, two things.
Why
real
did he
quick.
Have that?
Because he thought his friend was a werewolf. First of all...
Yeah, how do you kill a werewolf?
It would be a silver bullet.
Correct.
As I understand. And then, thanks to the movie Hotel Transylvania, there's a scene where the human is asking the vampire, is this true? Is that true? And he's like, is it true that a stake through the heart will kill you? And the vampire says, who would that not kill?
Right.
You don't have to be a vampire
also,
for that,
that not take
also,
out?
I'm already dead. So it doesn't
right.
really matter.
Criminy. But they're not, though. This guy's a werewolf. He's right. It'd be a
yeah.
silver bullet.
A silver bullet
on
the wooden stake. Yes. Like, he can't even get it right.
He gave me a Coors Light.
No, I just like he's rolling around with that on him.
Right?
A stake with a nail in it.
Doggone Van Helsing over here just walking around armed with a friggin' stake.
But dude, his argument would be, I've never been attacked
by
a vampire.
Dude wants to eat his lunch at work.
He does.
I mean...
I don't have to go through this crap.
One of the simple pleasures in life.
Right. I'm sorry that you're tripping over there, man. I'm not a damn werewolf. Leave me alone. I'm just hairy.
I'm dead. It's silver bullet.
Luckily, the victim was able to escape, but the werewolf slayer himself was able to steal his backpack in the progress. Police found the man in the backpack and locked him up on multiple charges.
You know what? I'm a werewolf. Somebody better get me a silver bullet.
Yeah.
Ted needs quick.
Make sure the mountains are blue on it.
Yeah, exactly. Like, oh no, I'm werewolfing again.
We should throw a werewolf party, Ted. Throw a werewolf party. It's all Coors Lights.
Oh, yeah, I can just show up shirtless.
Hell yeah. Howl at the moon. Florida's going to be Florida. A video was shared on the social media that shows a woman approaching the local wildlife. And by that, we mean an alligator that was sunbathing next to a pond. The woman is walking by with her dog when she feels the need, for whatever reason, to approach the reptile and give it a couple pets before going along her way.
Hey, fella.
Right. Local wildlife officials felt the need to remind the public of the dangers of these animals, given that there was a woman that perished not so long ago after accidentally jumping on a gator while enjoying a day on the water. They also hammer home that the contact with these animals for most any reason is a punishable offense. Like, anything that you do to this animal, they can count as harassment.
Just leave it alone!
Right. I get it. They're a pest to you guys. For me, it'd freak me out if I saw a doggone gator when I'm walking around there in Florida, but I get you.
Pet one.
Right. You there, local. I get it. They are what they are, but really? Leave the damn thing. Especially when you're walking your dog.
Well, they said it opened in its mouth like two or three times.
Yeah.
Like, Jesus.
It's not a hey, how you doing?
That's a warning.
Do we have to warn people? Do we really have to do this, or can we just let nature take its course?
If a dog did that, would you keep petting it?
Right.
Open its mouth like...
Right.
Right. If a cat gets little airplane ears, like, you're going to keep on petting it? No, you're going to leave it alone.
She would.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, kitty. Damn it, just leave them alone. They're dinosaurs. Still in Florida, a man is in custody after being the world's best tattletale. Not everybody likes their neighbors, and this man is no different. In fact, over the course of 5 years, our man has made a number of calls to 911 to report his neighbor's misdeeds, including disorderly conduct, suspicious activities, firearm usage, Ted, and even narcotic sales. The only problem is, his neighbors have done none of this, and they have no idea why he continues to call the police on them. And what's more is that this guy doesn't help his own case, because in the last 5 years, he's made, count them, 16,000 calls to police, and has already made nearly 650 this year alone. He was arrested for misuse of the 911 system and is currently going through the court system. By my math, 650 in 6 months over, you know, when he's done 16,000 in 5 years, he's actually a little behind this year.
We got to remember, that's why he inspired today's question of the day, but also keep in mind, he's made 830 calls this year, the lower number, the six whatever, that's just on the neighbors.
Just the neighbors.
So think about that, right?
They are freaked
so
out.
So he's made four digits worth of calls this year. I can't remember off the top of my head, but 647. One specific group of neighbors.
Right. Can we just cut off this guy's phone?
How does it take 16,000 calls before the cops finally say, you know what, we think you're misusing the system.
Right.
16,000 calls in 5 years. My God, man. And like, we're getting tired of this.
And like, do we need to assess this guy?
No.
Like, what's going on with you? Why are you calling 911 all the time?
Well, he attacked the cops, too.
He did.
So, yes. He needs an assessment.
We should test this guy just to figure out
what's going on. Put him in jail. What's someone trying to figure
that.
Out?
If
you have reason to worry if you're his neighbor, if he's attacking cops.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, he's not going to do anything.
Jesus.
He doesn't care. But just in case those stories up to bad taste in your mouth,
thankfully, there's good news.
We go to the UK for a heartwarming story with a laugh. We actually toasted this man early today. I'm inspired by this man.
But
how
he
was
in,
but he was inspired by the loss of his brother due to testicular cancer, and he set up a charity that folks could donate to in order to put terminal cancers in the rearview mirror, as well as bring awareness to people to get themselves checked and prevent families from having to go through what he did. But the fun is what he does to gain donations. He, like so many others, is a runner that takes donations and sponsorships from people to run in marathons and ultra-marathons, and most recently, a 90-mile run along Hadrian's Wall, which is part of a bigger mission to run 311 miles in total, all while dressed in a giant testicle costume.
Yes, yes. Indeed.
Yes,
indeed.
Yes.
Attaboy. He looks like a fleshy light bulb.
He did. Like truck nuts with tennis shoes.
I wonder if he chafed.
That's gotta be hot in there.
Oh yeah, super hot, man.
That's gotta be wild in there. You know, I think about like the Halloween hullabaloo that we had. Like most of us had to peel the costumes that we had. Definitely Ted, just because it got so damn hot so fast.
Real
we're
war.
We're just standing there drinking. This guy's running a marathon.
Yeah, ultra marathon.
God,
dressed as
a big old set. Good work there, buddy. Men's room sports. The Mariners continue their series against the Boston Red Sox tonight over en route, and Game 6 of the Stanley Cup Final is already underway over on TNT.
USA.
USA. As far as your weather.
Come on, Panther.
Come on, man. We got this.
Finish it off.
We've got partly cloudy skies tonight for your weather, keeping temperatures in the high 50s tonight. It's actually a little bit warmer here tonight. Tomorrow, we've got a little bit of cloud cover in the morning, followed by some beautiful afternoon sun and a high right around 70. We are in the sweet spot, gents. That's it for headlines with that, Mike Hawk is out.
Thanks, sir. We appreciate it. We'll see you next time for the return of Who Sucks Less. The lovely Jolene's up next.
Yes, indeed. It's all true. But in the meantime, well, we be all about this bitch. So until tomorrow, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The men's room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.